Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Sprague. Montana drivers finally catching a break at the pump this week. According to Gas Buddy's survey of over 600 state stations, average gas prices plunged 11 cents over the past week, landing at $4.47 a gallon yesterday. While that's a welcome drop, we're still matching our all-time highs from 2022 and paying a massive $1.27 more than this time last year. Shopping around is key right now. Prices across the state vary by a whopping $1.40 of a gallon, ranging from $3.79 at the cheapest stations to $5.19 at the most expensive. Our neighbors are seeing some similar relief, with Idaho down to $4.58 a gallon and Wyoming dropping to $4.32. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan, though, says the plunge was driven by optimism over a potential U.S.-Iranian agreement, which helped ease some global supply worries. However, he warns the coast is not clear. Montana voters heading to the polls for today's high-stakes primary elections, where late shakeups have left two rare open federal seats on the ballot. The landscape transformed completely in early March when four-term Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke withdrew from his Western Montana District 1 race due to health concerns. Just days later, sitting Republican Senator Steve Daines followed suit, declining a re-election bid just minutes before the filing deadline. Their sudden departures triggered highly competitive contests on both sides of the aisle. In the Western House District, voters are narrowing down a crowded field that features prominent contenders like Republican Christy Jacobson and Democrat Ryan Bussey. Newcomers like GOP contenders Aaron Flint and Ray Curtis, along with veteran campaigner Al Olszewski, are hoping to break through. Flint has put much of his chips into endorsements from Zinke and President Trump. On the Democratic side, firefighter Sam Forstag, Russ Cleveland, and Matt Raines are hoping to counter Bussey's name recognition from a gubernatorial run. In the Eastern District, Republican incumbent Troy Downing is seeking re-election unopposed in his district for the nomination, facing a winner in a Democratic contest. This is the Montana State News Network.